It's summertime and school is out of session for the next 3 months. At the C.K. Steele Charter School in Tallahassee's Frenchtown neighborhood, most of the lights are off and many of the halls are dark. A handful of students are there for a summer program, but for the most part, it's quiet. This is a school in transition.
Oh, it's one of those things where, obviously, when you're moving from public to private, you've got to close out everything on the public side.
George James has been on the job just a few weeks. He's the man hired to oversee the transition of the C.K. Steele Charter Middle School into a private institution and is the private school's new headmaster. Right now, he's one of only a handful of administrators working for the school. The decision to take C.K. Steele private means no more state money, sort of. The private school that will stand in the place of the C.K. Steele Charter in the upcoming school year will fund itself largely with tuition dollars. And most of that tuition will come from students registering for the state's corporate tax scholarship program, commonly called school vouchers. The program is largely for low-income families to help them afford private school tuition, but it was recently expanded to include middle-income families as well. C.K. Steele has signed up 15 kids for the scholarship so far. The school is also planning to tap into the McKay Scholarship Program for students with disabilities. Administrators want a starting class of about 30 to 35 students and will run from grades 6 through 9. But as James explains, he plans to group students mostly by where they stand academically.
A person may be classified as an 8th grader, but he may have skill development issues all the way from 6th grade up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So one idea is I will have a population of regular 6th graders and transition 6th, 7th graders. A group of pure 7th graders and a group of 7th, 8th graders.
As a public charter school, C.K. Steele had received A grades in the past, but in the last 4 years, its academic performance had fallen to D's and C's. Last year, the school received an F. In a letter to the Leon County School Board requesting a dissolution of the school's charter, Bethel officials cited academics as one of the reasons to take the school private. James cites another, character building.
To get some of these boys where they need to be academically, we have to work on some character issues. And some of the separation of church and state under the public umbrella does not allow us to do some things with them that really we need to do to really turn some of their lives around.
That means having Bible assemblies and teaching what James says are Christian values. Most of the students attending the school are Black, and the achievement gaps between white and minority students, especially boys, is well known. A bill that would have allowed single-gender classrooms in public schools passed the legislature but was vetoed by Governor Rick Scott. But C.K. Steele leaders think the all-boys route is the way to go and plan to continue on that path as a private school that's not beholden to the state. Still, James says he plans to hold his students to state expectations, and his teachers plan to teach according to the Common Core standards in place in a majority of states. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.